Old Lake with local people. Local people.
Local vendors?
No, customers.
Any guy can get a
Builders.
roof? A builder.
Builders, no.
Could have a roof on and you could build it to mine. New developments popping up? Basically,
Boys.
it looks like Jackson. Well, how surprised. It's not enough that the suspenders pop.
Is my hospital.
Oh, Sean.
When is Trump speaking? Because
About what?
they're not. When is
So he
he joining
speaks.
Congress?
Hilarious places.
This guy from New York, Hakeem Jeffries, he actually had the audacity to get up and say, "The Republicans don't know what they're doing when it comes to the border. We Democrats, we know what we're doing."
It's
Yeah,
unbelievable.
but this guy had the
Okay,
audacity to get
listen,
up
the
and
whole
say,
country's with Trump. Like he lo they
"You
lost.
know he has a 50% approval rating right now?
They lost.
Come on, Trump, come
They
on."
don't have who to. They don't have any. They lost a lot.
Their party.
Their party's messed up. I'm saying even
But
their own
if you
people.
get up and say that, you miss the boat. Like, that's
The last
exactly
2 months.
why you lost the election.
It's
To get up and
exactly.
say that, like,
It's
what do you
exactly
expect
like
from
a
me?
shul. You have guys who just missed the boat, and they
This
think that they
guy,
got it. You know what I
they
mean?
got taken out. They
Mind-boggling.
got taken out from the gut.
They really
The
lost big
gut.
time.
And they're sticking by it. That's the sick thing.
They're
They're
not
not sticking
really.
by
They have
it.
no. They don't know what to
Yeah.
do. Oh, first of all, the people who are funding them are fuming. What's his name?
Soros?
What? No. What? Soros and what's that guy? The guy from Shark Tank who backed
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban's fuming. He's speaking out against them a whole day. You know what I mean? What's going on? The guy's nuts.
Act together.
Anybody
He's gonna
who's
jump board soon.
Schumer's gonna is something's gonna happen to him soon. I mean, the guy's nuts.
Bottom line is,
The guy's deranged.
he's gonna jump ship. They all go with the popular party.
They
Right
might
now they're
ju
the
some of
popular
them might
party.
jump ship because
Right
they
now
realize that
the
like.
Republicans are the popular party. That's what it is. They go with the popular
I
party.
want to go meet Fetterman. You want to come with me to meet Fetterman?
You knock on his door.
I want to go meet him.
Like that kid that the
No, it's a
FBI
car
came, like
Sato.
that kid that the FBI came to Lakewood on Thursday for. What? Because he called
That
the
great
Pat
story.
Bell. Whatever. The kid called
Let's
Patel.
get it. No. No.
Patel's wife.
That's what happened?
Yeah. And he
Whatever.
wanted tickets to the inauguration.
That's what happened?
And she didn't answer, so he robocalled her. You guys are autistic, you know that. The
I don't
kid.
know
He's
who
a
the.
not a normal kid.
No, my Talmud called the FBI, called the number that on TikTok, the number from the shooter who shot Trump went around. Yeah, FBI had his phone. So he called it.
Why?
Because he's some sugar.
Yeah.
Because why not? So he called it, and FBI calls him back. He says, "Hi, this is the FBI. Did you just call his number?" He called the FBI and the FBI. He called the FBI. He said, "Someone's impersonating the FBI. It just called me." They're like, nah. They showed up at his house an hour later.
Yeah.
By his
Same
house.
thing, this guy that showed up. Robo called Patel's wife or whoever it was. He called Eric Trump too. He had a thing, you know?
You haven't dealt with any counter attempts?
No, can't say I did.
Many years from now, this is what our shit's gonna look like. And all I could envision was like, who's who in this scenario? Just listening to the people around
By the
me
way,
talking.
you just have
Oh
to,
my God.
this job is go to Joe Parker and go to Horizon Shul. It's the same thing.
It's not normal. You
They
see, you always hear people fighting. You hear the old men fighting, right? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, that's Charlie. That's Moshe.
That's obvious.
Right? You have the one guy in the front who paid for the whole show, right?
He's
Well, that's
mad.
Leiby. Right? That guy, you understand.
in the basement.
My brother points out the guy comes Sunday morning. He's got his phone on. The cop is like, there's an oven up there that they don't use. It's like, maybe they use the oven wrong. I don't know. So the oven, he's davening. He's saying it's the hill with four chakras. He's got a phone, right? Phone, I don't know. It's got like an Israeli news station on it. But this guy, he sits there. He's davening all the time. He's, and then all of a sudden, he hears talking. Meanwhile, the guys were talking about, one guy was a chiyuv. He wanted to know if the other guy's going to give him this. So one guy's going over. The guy starts banging. We don't talk to our neighbors. We only talk to God, right? So I'm like, oh, well, this guy's like a holy Jew. Okay, very nice, right? All of a sudden, the guy's like pulling off his toilet. He's washing. He's going out. He's doing his thing. I'm like, I'm so confused. Is this guy
religious?
I'm like, I don't know. This guy, like, they're just like
a regular shul.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you shocked about?
These guys are like.
How surprised was your father?
My father.
His father was the guy watching.
My father. No, my father. My father sits at. My father sits over there, and then he tells me, he's like, "Oh, the guy Sonny."
These are older guys who have been through 40 shuls.
Yeah.
They've been through every fight you can imagine.
No, this guy owns a private jet.
They all have yahrzeit. They all have yahrzeit four times a year. Your whole year works around the yahrzeit. Mr. Ravella comes back from Florida to get two aliyahs over here, and he's only 55. You know.
Why?
His wife has to come back. His wife's very finicky about Purim and stuff. No, about Purim. He wants to stay there.
No, he wants to stay there.
He wants to stay there. Yes.
He wants to be there all year.
Wants to be there all year.
Yes, he's more comfortable.
I see why my parents need to stay there.
They're in a very relaxed environment.
Your parents
are not coming back here? They don't.
For what?
Why would they come
back? Pesach, I have three siblings that go.
I'm saying, so basically they're going to be there all year, basically.
Well, for now, people are gone.
For the summer.
For now, people are gone.
They own another apartment, so it's booked.
I was staying there.
It's booked. Yeah, they're hosting. My father's basically the mayor of that building. Right? I'm not kidding. I walk around there. They're like, "Are you Mr. Lang's son?" Right? He fixed my computer. Like, so, oh, he completely redid my whole apartment. Right? My father's doing construction there. Right? He literally took care of redoing neighbors in the building because it's so hard to get
very hard to work
stuff
there.
Done
yep.
there. Somehow he figured it out.
I think it because he fixed their computer.
You understand? I called on Thursday before. My wife wanted me to call to get an apartment. So the guy's name is Dr. McStuffins or something, right? A funny name. Guy, call him up. It's like, you're his son? Are you kidding me? He's my brother from another mother. I'm like, what? This guy's like 80 years old.
This is his world. What? This is shocking to you?
He's like, yeah, of course.
What does your father do there all day?
He's busy with his little construction jobs in Florida. I'm not kidding. Like
boarding the freezer.
And he has a couple of cars. He's still taking care of software and hardware for computers.
That's what he did his whole life, software and hardware?
Yeah.
Well, I'm again. Today's share.
He's not gonna stop, so you gotta stop.
Today's year's sponsor, Vush Lema, Chana Kayla Bas Etel. She had like, somebody, my wife, my Shviga's friend, had like a bunch, how many valves are there in her heart? She had like three valves replaced, crazy.
Four valves,
crazy. Aaron Ben Yehudas, Eli Blumenthal's father.
There could be more.
Chaim Shom, Chai Reza, Chai Racha Bas Pesha Reza, Estu Vizchai Yafa, Domer Perel, Shmuel Ben Devere. The pigs, from the pigs. They're taking the pigs.
Well, that's the heart.
Okay. So yes, the valve in the heart is not what makes you talk, but it makes you breathe. But it's good. You're doing good.
Sound.
No sound.
You have a heart of a pig?
No. The heart, the valve. Can you imagine him in the carriage house in 40 years? What's going to be?
I already saw your guy. He already saw
you.
He's his brother from another mother. I saw a guy, he was busy by the thermostat. The other guy, like, he thinks nobody's looking, he keeps pushing the thermostat.
He doesn't realize it's not connected on the other end.
Anyway, weiter. So we said yesterday, we said that we started off with the, it's how do you know that his grandmother is also just like his grandmother-in-law? So Gemara says imcha hi. You're not mechayev for your grandmother. It means a guy's relation with his grandmother, it's not an isderais, it's just a shnias. That's the halacha. So you would think you learn akzer shavah. Gemara says, no, you don't have to. We have a miyat. The Gemara went on to say that you don't need a miyat. Whether it's that was a baya. Rava says, whether you hold that akzer shavah is doy mino mino, or you hold doy mino basra, the Gemara went through a cheshbon that you don't have to come on to a miyat. Now the Gemara moves on to another aspect. The Gemara says, "Imahu kalosa asuro, afhi kalosa asuro." The halacha is that a man, a guy, cannot have relations with his daughter-in-law, and if he does, she gets skila. He gets skila. She gets skila. Both get skila.
Both get the same thing.
Yeah. Now, the question is, his wife's daughter-in-law, which means his wife's sons, he marries a lady, and she has a son, and he has relations with that daughter-in-law, is it also? The halacha is you're not also. The halacha is that Adam is mutter be'eshes chargoy. You let her marry.
We
got nervous about you. We got, there's nothing to watch. Trump didn't speak yet.
Who's
going to
dethrone him?
Who's going to dethrone
him?
The people in
Ukraine. Oh,
yeah? Yeah.
Okay. So
Putin's going to kill him.
Where are you? I'm sorry.
I involve him on an aleph on top. Six lines on the top. So Gemara says,
you for sure only read Newsmax, right?
What?
You for sure read Newsmax, right?
I listen to Newsmax. I also listen to a lot of the realistic podcasts. Oh, yeah, I always follow the stuff.
Do you listen to one?
It's called Now.
Now?
It means straight on the point as it happens.
No, but you should listen to 107.9. They have the most updated news in Lakewood.
We're talking about more Excuse me?
They have a guy who's outside the whole time telling you the weather. He stays outside.
Not better than him.
There's a guy outside. Hey, Yanko, what's the weather out there right now? You have a little slight participation. Anyway.
How else are you getting out of the weather?
Fine, let's go. Moshe, you go with Tehillim? You like the guy who's up there with the Amr, with the phone, with the Newsmax, or whatever, the obvious minion. Yeah. No, you're good. You're doing good. So Gemara says, Mau kalosoi asura, afi kalosoi asura. So you would say that maybe if you have a Xerishova, the Xerishova, it should be, because we have Xer Shava, we darsh in Zecharim Nekevus, Hishvin Zecharim Nekevus, so Mela, it should be over here the same thing, that if his daughter-in-law is also, his wife's daughter-in-law should be also. Amar Abaye, Amar Kro, no, Ishus Bincha, we have, what happened to his son? Gone? Jokes weren't good? Ishus Bincha, Shem Ishus Bincha to Mechaev, Viat to Mechaev, Shem Ishus Bincha. You're not mechuyev for Eishes Bino. You're only mechuyev. It's a miyut. That's what a baya learns. Rava says that no, you don't have to come on to the miyut. Because what do you want to say? You want to say you should be chayev Eishes Chargoy. You should be chayev your wife's daughter-in-law. because of Gzeira Shava. He says, no matter how you learn the Gzeira Shava, there's a fault in the Gzeira Shava, and you would not be able to learn it out. So you don't need a miyut. Because the only way you could say that you should be chayiv on your wife's daughter-in-law is with Gzeira Shava. But the Gzeira Shava doesn't fit. Why? So the Gemara says like this. That means you learn Gzeira Shava fully. You don't learn the Gzeira Shava fully. You learn only specific things, and the rest you go out into the atmosphere. Just like your daughter-in-law, a regular guy's daughter-in-law is asur. That's what you want to learn out. Means if he has relations with his mother, it's beskilo. Afi nami beskilo. So too, the kalosa is beskilo. Lamanda maskilo chamuro. Ekel mirfuk zmar says, I have a few questions for you. Malahu shkein ima beskilo. A guy has relations with his mother, he gets skilo. Tarem behi sheima besreifa. So mele, we understand that if you have a relation with your daughter-in-law, you also get skila. Skila is chamura. So if you have a relation with your mother-in-law, it's chamura to get thing. You get skila. With your mother, you get skila. So with your daughter-in-law, I understand you get skila. But if you have a relation with your mother-in-law, you get tsrefa. The daughter-in-law of your wife is far removed than your own daughter-in-law. Means if your mother-in-law, you only get Tzrefa, which is Kal, for sure the daughter-in-law, who's not even related, she's only a grandson's wife. You zikha should not get Tzkila. It's just... Your wife's sons, right. It's not related, Bekitzer. So you should zikha not get Tzkila. Tzkila's Chomer. You should get Tzrefa. So this is the first fault. It doesn't make sense. She should not get skila. And the whole limit is, if you're on dummy nummy no, then you're learning out that it's equal opportunity. Void bita besreifa the kalosa beskila, the kalosa beskilu. If you have relations with your wife's daughter, you get sreifa. The daughter-in-law, you're gonna get skila, you get mohammed, daughter is far removed. Even a guy's relation with his own daughter, he gets Sreifa, but his daughter-in-law, he gets Skilo. So, and that's the halacha. I mean, so you can't compare Kalosai to your daughter-in-law, Kalosai. So basically what he's saying is that it's across the board, means... Just like by you, there's no difference between your daughter-in-law and your mother and your daughter-in-law. We say you get skila. So too over there, there should not be a difference between your mother-in-law and your daughter-in-law and the daughter-in-law of your wife. But it doesn't make sense that. So Mela, this Gzeira Shava is a little off. It can't jump on Beit HaChasanus. So that's one, that's Kasha if you hold like that. For the Mandam Shreif Chamura, so you don't have the first two questions, because the whole questions were that how could you give her something more Kal? It's not more Kal, it's more, how could you give her something more Chamur? It's not more Chamur, it's more Kal. Mahay Kushal and Dunya. But from the last question, you do have a Kasha, you don't need to, you don't have a Gzeira Shava, but the last question you do have, because it doesn't fit. Manushach is either all Sreif or all Skila. So the whole Gzeir Shav is not good. So that's according to Mina Mina. Well, the Mandam Adoy Mina Va'ikib Asra. So then you have a Kasha also. Mahu Kalose Asura. Afi Kalose Asura. Va'ikib Asra. Hosam Hu the Beskila. Aval Hacha Besreifa. Kedashkam Be'ima. The Mandam Askila Chamura. Ekle Mifrach. So Mara goes like this. Manushach, you have a Kasha like this. If you hold Skila's Chamura, which is what we're holding, Mahu, Malahu, Shkein Ima Beskilo, Toyim Behi, Shima Besreifa. Her means a guy has relations with his mother, he gets Skilo. If he has relations with his Shviger, he gets Sreifa. Va'oid, Mahu Chalakdabai Ben Bitla Kalosa, Afitak Ben Bitla Kalosa. Means it should not be that the daughter in law gets Skilo You have a reason to say it should be Sarefa, you have a reason to say Skilo because you want it to be similar. So Manavshach, it doesn't fit to say this. From the last question, you still have the last question. And Melo, basically what he's saying is Rav is saying you don't have to come onto a miyut of Eishes Bincha because there's no way to learn this Gzeir Shava properly. Means there's faults in the Gzeir Shava, however way you learn it, and Melo, you don't need to come onto a miyut. Same thing we said before. Now he's saying that your wife's, if a guy has relations with someone, he's ma'anas a woman, and he has a kid, so she's chayev, you're chayev misa. You're not allowed to have relations with her. Minayin, how do you know? Amar Abaye Kavachoymer, al baz bitoy anush, al bitoy kochkin. Well, of course. If the Pasuk says that you don't have, that you get misa on your granddaughter, for sure, on the daughter you're gonna get misa. What do you mean? You can't do. It's kavchaymer. You came out. It's a concept where you don't know how to do that. So what says gilu misa ba'amu? It's gilu misa ba'amu, which means basically it's like yesh bechlam asayim mano. Yeah. I'm talking about ancient. It's Reifa. Yeah, you'll see in a minute.
Isn't daughter one of the...
You'll see in a minute. So Gemara says, what?
Isn't daughter one of the...
No, so we learn it out from Kal V'Chomer. That's what Gemara is asking.
Regular daughter
is Bita Manu Sosai. It's not the same thing.
So just learn your type of Misa.
I don't know. We're learning at the Chaya Misa. How do you know Misa? It's Sreifa. Bita Menosos, how do you know your Chaya?
It would be Skila from the Kabbalah.
It's not Skila. It's Sreifa. We'll see in a minute. It's Sreifa. The question is, how do you even know? Yeah. How do you know that you get Misa Bechlav? Don't say in the Torah. It only says granddaughter. Don't say daughter. Daughter of Menosos, don't say. So we say it's Kabbalah Chaymer. Anshu Menadin. What's the Gil Misa Ba'amu, which means it's like Yesh Bechlav Masai Mono. The granddaughter only comes from the daughter. If the granddaughter is chayav, for sure the daughter is chayav. Rav Amar, he says different pshat. Only Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Asya Heina Heina, Asya Zimo. So you have Heina Heina, you have the pasuk Ervas Bas Bincha Bas Bitcha Lizgal Ervas Kevoska Heina, and then it's the Ervas Ishur Bitcha Lizgal Bas Benovas Bas Bitcha Lizgal Lizgal Vesu Shara Heina Zima He, and we learn out Heina Heina, and then we go to Zima to learn out the Sreifa. So Gemara says. Since we don't know bitam anasosai, there's another mahalach. So hutzur chakosu loymer ubas ish koyen. It's a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says ubas ish koyen kisechel liznois. It's a via he mechalelas. So what's the vas ish koyen? It's straight vas koyen. What's ish koyen? The ish is extra. So Gemara says, "Ima bas koyin he b'sreifa ve'im boil b'sreifa, af pitei manasosoi he b'sreifa ve'im boil b'sreifa. She gets sreifa, and the boiler does not get sreifa; gets chenek." Amar Abaya, Amar Kro, es avia he mechalelas. Misha mechalelas es avia, which means she goes out of the fold. She goes out of the kohanis fold, and she goes and she's mezana. Yatzazu shavia mechalelas. When you're mechal, your daughter. Which is bitim and asosai, that's what Pasuk is telling you. So you go ahead and you machal your daughter. So then over there, you would be chayev. You would be chayev sreifa. So Rav Amar Bishlam Mahasam, afikte medina the bas koyin, vekimta adina the bas yisrael. Means we understand that by a bas koyin, you took her out of the what the regular punishment would be, and you put her on bas yisrael, and male she's chayev sreifa. Hacha adina the ma'amaksvla. Adin the Tumya? Michael Muslim, you can't do that. That means she's Potter. There's no way that you're Potter. It can't be Potter from Misa. A Pnuya is Potter. There's no Chiyah Misa. It can't be that you can have a relationship with your Bitim and Asosai and she'll be Potter. So Mila, that's why that's why she's Chayav Sreifa. Azor the Bitim and Asosai 9. What's the Azor? So mean Vishnu Labai Ravo. So very good. Because wherever that pasuk is, you have over here. But the tani avur, the Rab Oven, which he learns out from this pasuk as Bas Ishkayan, the tana avur, the Rab Oven, my Amar Velo, Amakro, Atachal is Bitcha Las Noiso. Next pasuk says, Atachal is Bitcha Las Noiso, Lysizna Arit Malar Zima. So what do we learn out from there? We see from there that it's Azara. King use it for this. If a kohen goes out of the fold and he marries his daughter marries a Levi Yisrael, that's al techals b'tchalas noisa. You're taking her out of the kohanis. No, that's why the pasuk says. Don't just say al techals b'tcha. Which is al techals b'tcha? You're right. Al techals b'tchalas noisa. What does that mean? To tell you, bechil shebeznus akosam adaber bemoises bita shloshem ishus. When you give over your wife, your daughter shloshem ishus, you're giving her over for znus. You're trafficking with her. So, male, that pasuk can't tell you the azara. It's telling you a whole new concept. You're not allowed to give over your daughter for yoiver. If you give over your daughter for shloshem ishus, if you can let me call out tachil. The pasuk says al techalel with two lamets. Should say al tachil. My al techal shma minatarti. You see both concepts, both halachas. Zokti Gemara ve'abai v'rava. Abai v'rava who have the azara from their gzereshava. So high al techal is bitlas nisa mayav. They would do with this. Amra Rebbe mani zeh amisias biti lezokin. A guy marries with his daughter to an older guy, who is not able to have relations with his daughter. So Mela, his daughter is going to go be Mizana because she has a Taivas Tashmish. She's going to be Mizana. Ketanya Atchals Bitlas Noisa. Rabbi Eliezer Imazan Misi as Bita Lazokin. Marry your daughter to an older guy, you got a problem. Kiva Imazan Masha Bita Begeris. If you leave over your daughter Begeris, which means that you don't marry her off. Any person, yeah. No. That's what we're learning from that pasuk, the extra al techals bitlas noisa. The extra lamed. Because it should say al tachel. That would tell you the halacha that you're not allowed to put your bitlas noisa. But so amas bitlas zokin, and since she'ena mekablosa mezanahi Allah, Rashi says, and the same thing, if you leave your daughter's old maids in your house, you don't marry them off, so the misava rash lafkiro umezana, and it's interesting. The Marsha and the Aruch both explain how you leave your daughter. You have no rights over your daughter. Begerish, she's on her own. You don't need. It's not like you have. Halachically, you have no rights over your daughter. What do you mean? You're holding your daughter back from getting married? She should go get married. She doesn't need your permission. So they say that what he does is he convinces his daughter that it makes sense for you to wait extra 5-6 years. I mean, I just started my business. 5-6 years, we'll make a wedding like you can't imagine. I'll have a nadin. Right now, I have nothing to give you. I can't do anything with you right now. I have no money. I can't leave you with any money. I can't give your husband any money. You wait 5-6 years, 7 years, 10 years, my business picks up. Then I'll be able to give you money. I'll be able to marry you off like a mensch. I'll buy you an apartment, and you'll be in shape. But really what he's doing is, he just wants his daughter to stay home to bake cakes. He wants his daughter as a shivcha. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. That's really what he's trying to do. And by doing that, he's really making his daughter go off the derech. Because his daughter, Maisa, cannot wait. She doesn't want to wait till she's 25, 30. And he has this fakakta cheshbon. He convinces her to wait. And by convincing her to wait, he's really making his daughter go off the derech. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara continues in this, Amar Rav Kahana Shem Rakiva, Ein Lach Ani Bi Yisrael, Ela Rasha Arum. That's a cunning Rasha. V'amasha Bitoi Begeris. And somebody who leaves his daughter Begeris. Oto Amasha Bitoi Begeris, La Rasha Arum. What? By leaving your daughter Begeris, you're also Rasha Arum. And so there's two things. Arabai Hachikam. This is what it means. Ezu Ani Rasha Arum, Ze Amasha Bitoi Begeris. You have a guy who's a poor guy. He can't afford to have a lady in the house clean and whatever. His daughter does a very fine job. So he convinces her, stay here. It's really for his own benefit because he doesn't want to pay what's gold, or he's a cheap guy. And Mela, he ends up, it's Usher, his daughter's going to end up rebelling and be Mizana, and it's going to be on his plates because he's the one that convinced his daughter not to move on. When a guy is giving you Eitzes for his own benefit, always move away from that guy, which is this guy's doing to his daughter. He's a poor guy. He doesn't have
cleaning lady.
His daughter bakes great cakes. She's always cooking. She's cleaning. She cleans up the whole house. To him, it's a benefit to have his daughter around an extra 2-3 years. The what? Yeah. And Lamaisa, he's really hurting his daughter because she's going to be Mizana. She's going to rebel on this decision, even though she can't fight it right now because there's no money. He's telling her, listen, wait 3 years. He convinces her, like the Marsha and the Archonessa, stay here a few more years, you'll be good.
He has ulterior motives. It's not really a
schedule. Right. A schedule is really just a keeper.
It's like if a guy teaches you kitzer and he has ulterior motives, you have to put on.
I spoke to Machi yesterday about the kitzer, and Machi agreed with me. Machi agreed with me with the kitzer.
Ulterior motives.
Research,
we'll talk. Machi's coming back Wednesday. We'll redo that kitzer.
He didn't tell us. He told you. Apparently, you should.
I'm pretty sure what I understood from the phone call that he agreed with me.
I think you should tell the rabbi what he should do so that he can tell us.
He also understood the 9 days soon.
Yeah.
Well, Machi's coming back Wednesday. We will talk about this. If you let us sleep on Shabbos, we'll go through it again. I'm Yehuda Amram. No, I don't think he'll say straight out the way what he thinks. He's very.
You should have seen the way he spoke when you weren't here.
He basically told me, I never saw a guy mess up a kiss of Shulchan Aruch in his life. I told him what I said yesterday. Okay, thank you very much, Mach. I really could rely on you.
Oh, now we got the real story.
I'm over you, though,
Rav. I was waiting to see how long you could hold it.
Yeah. I told him we'll do it over on Wednesday and we'll hash it out. I'm over you, though, Rav. Hamasi es bitoy lezokin. A guy marries his daughter to an older fella. Now, this is talking about that his daughter doesn't realize the faults of it. It means you can marry your daughter, if your daughter is saying there are people that get married, a young girl with an older guy. There's such a thing, such a concept.
I don't think it's talking about the older.
No, there's such a concept. A lady who already, you have people who they already have kids, they already have a family, they looking to, they understand they understand what's going on. We're talking about a girl who doesn't know. So her father's marrying off that guy, and she has no use to this marriage.
She never came to this year. But we're also talking about a tower.
Naira.
Megara. The point I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not talking about 60 to 80.
No, not 60 to 80. Not 60 to 80.
That's the price of 1960 marriage.
Who?
Even like Megara.
Well, you have Reb Tzvi Kushelevsky married a girl who's 57.
Well, I remember in 25, that girl, she used to push it to the
regulation.
Yeah,
push it to
the...
Yeah,
what's it called?
12 and a half.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
why
usually
she married a boss. Oh, still, you're a young girl.
He was 60s, and she was in 19 years, 20 years.
Usually, the father had a lot of
distinction. Okay. If it works, it works. Sometimes... We're talking about that it doesn't work. Zokin. Talking about that she has no
she's after his money then.
If she's after his money then
that's working.
That works.
It's even worse. Abby has it in the carriage house.
She's after his money.
Anyway,
as far as fixing computers.
Amasis Bitla Zokin.
People after money.
Vamesi Isha Liv Noi Cotton. A guy marries, he takes his son, who's 10 years old, and he marries off a girl to him. Now this girl is not going to wait for him. This girl has no use with this guy. This guy's not good. He's not Roy Labia. So what happens is, his wife's going to leave him. You do this to your son, you're really putting your son, it's not right. Somebody returns Aved to a goy. Why? What's the big deal? Give back Aved to a goy. Because what happens is, Hashem's mitzvahs are not meant to be nice to goyim. Hashem's mitzvahs were meant for yidden. By you giving back something to a goy that a goy doesn't know that he lost, which means no chil Hashem. If chil Hashem, you have to give it back. A guy knows that he lost something, and he knows that maybe a Jew picked it up. It's Chil Hashem, you have to give it back. Don't matter. A guy will never, he lost it, done. You go at goodness of your heart, because the Chiyav Hashem is Aveda, and you go and give it back to the guy. You ask him, you have a simon? Yeah, okay, give it back. Why? You're showing him like, what do you mean? You're one of us. God's mitzvahs are supposed to be nice to everybody. That's not true. The mitzvahs are supposed to be for Yidden, not supposed to be for Goyim. Don't try to show like it's supposed to be nice to the guy. If the guy, we're talking about the guy won't know.
When you're going back, when you're returning to him, you're saying that we're better than you. We're taught.
No, when you're going him, you're showing him that the mitzvah is also for the guy, and that's the problem.
I'm returning it for you. I'm returning it for me.
What?
Because God commanded us to be better.
No, that's wrong. That's not what God did. No.
If you're obviously Jewish, you're supposed to return it.
No. No. Only if he will know. Only if he will know. If the guy knows that you found it. The guy has no idea you found it. You don't have to return it. You're not allowed to return it. First Gemara, you're not allowed to return it.
What's talking about Kiddush Hashem? Bottom line is, once you get only, it's going to be Kiddush Hashem, right?
You're not allowed to return.
The question is, what your intention? Your intention is Kiddush Hashem. Your intention is that you think it's a nice thing to do.
Why that guy
and you money extending the mitzvah?
Rashi says, Hishva Hamach Zaved Lagoy Hashava Vechibe Goyim LiYisrael Umar Ba'atzu Hashav Zaved Eini Chashuva Loi Mitzvahs Boyroi Sha'af Lagoyim Hu Oisakein. Shloim Samalem. He, to him, it's a nice thing. Hashem said, you give back, you lost something, you have a simon, you give it back. So give it back to the guy also. Why not? Cross the board. That you can't do. You can't do because of the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to return to a guy. You want to do Kiddush Hashem, that's your own frumkeit. That's fine.
How else am I going to get
I don't know why you give something back. If a guy doesn't know anything, there's no reason to give it back.
Always trying to make Kiddush Hashem.
I don't know. Kiddush Hashem. I'll Kiddush Hashem. You can give it back.
Well, you could. I'm saying, isn't that why we're here? I'm being serious.
No, but you can't do it because of a simon. You can't say, oh, you know, we have laws. You can't go to the guy and says, oh, by the way, I'm giving you back this thing because we have laws in our Bible that say that if there's a simon, no. No, there's a very big difference. You're saying that I'm giving it back because there's a law, but the law is not to give it back to a guy. I'll Kiddush Hashem. You're allowed to give it back. You're allowed to make Kiddush Hashem, but you can't give it back out of the law. The simani aveda is not by a guy, right? There's no din to give back to a guy unless the guy knows about it.
It's
the mitzvah hashavas aveda. You can't give it back.
It's an
aveira. You have an answer.
I'm not disagreeing.
Make sure you get my answer before you.
It's not true. I want to say a lot of times, like people, I hate people say like God's mitzvahs are to be nice to, you know, they were meant to be nice. That's not. The mitzvah is not it's meant to be nice. You know what I mean? The mitzvah of the Shabbos Veda was a din by Yisrael.
The big anthem summits, this is one of the things that they use. Jews steal from people, the Torah teaches them to steal from people. This is one of the major things that they
okay. Meisvei, ha'ovis ishto.
Doesn't say to steal, it says that you don't have to turn.
The married man might want to skip this Gemara. Ha'ovez ishta kegufa, you like your wife like your body.
Or learn it the way.
Va'mechabda yoisim megufa, what does it mean? Va'mechabda zok rashi betachshitim noim. You have to buy your wife pretty stuff. Nice stuff. Va'mechabda yoisim megufa. Va'madrich bono v'bnoisim v'achshara. You bring your kids. Right.
That's a fact. That's already done.
Not true. He's got Ferraguccis. Your wife has one Ferragucci cloth. Okay, so we're all good. We're all yotze this thing. You bring your kids to YTT. You marry them off close. Good, I guess. Good. You marry them off close to their time when they get a gadol. So you see, what do you see? You see clearly. You're supposed to marry your kids, even though they're not gadolim. Mar says, no, some of the pick and shiny, because the girl's going to wait. If he's 11 and a half, 12, she'll wait around for a year till he's an able-bodied husband. But if you get married off when he's six, she ain't waiting around. She's going to be mazana. It's very interesting. I saw no matter. That's it. Turn around, bottom. You know what? I'm gonna tell you.
Be careful.
You had to say.
I had. I'm sorry.
You ruined it.
I cannot listen.
The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. It's an interesting Rambam.
We'll make our own.
Rambam says, "V'chein tzivacham she'ya adam mechabed es ishto yosem gufoy ve'oy hava kegufoy v'mieshlo mama and marbe b'tervasa kefiya mama." You have to give her a good credit card. V'lo yato le emi yasera. You can't make your wife scared of you. You hear Yisrael? V'yidibura ima benachas v'lo ye otzev. You can't be mad, Charlie. V'lo yroiges. No, otzev means depressed. V'lo yroiges means mad. So
going on the steps, you gotta be careful.
I don't know. Everybody take home whatever you want to take home.
1 second, keep going.
He called out four people.
I'm not reading you the next halacha.
Keep going, there's a reason.
I should have taken it.
Next halacha is...
No, keep, there's a reason.
So depressed or...
I just need to put up on the ceiling.
Next halacha is... V'chein tzivacham al isha, sh'tei mechabedes es baile b'yoyseh medai. She should respect the husband more, but don't read that one at home. V'yil moira v'sas kom asel, she do all the stuff, alpeh v'yeh b'ena k'moy sar oy melech. But I think you should just read the first one. It keeps on going. No. You can't read that one. Turn around. Ha'ayiv Eshkenov. Yisrael, pay attention. Ha'ayiv Eshkenov. A guy likes his neighbors. Vamakarav is Kroivov. And he brings down. He brings his friends. That guy from Baltimore you bring. Vanois is Basachoisoy. And you have Rabbi Bergamatzev. Vanois is Basachoisoy. You marry. You marry Masachosim means your niece. This is a Rabbi Berger situation, and the Rishonim say that it's only Masachosim from your sister, either because your sister you're more close to, or because the mazloi of your sister is similar to your mazel. Tosis and Yavamas. Who? Better, yeah. And listen to the next one. V'amal v'sel la'ani b'shas doicha. You lend the ani money when he's need. Because and the Chassam Sofer has a total different shah in this Gemara. Hamal v'sela l'onim shas doicha, when if a guy has no money and still he goes ahead and lends a guy money when he himself is b'doichik. Hamal v'sela l'onim shas doicha, we're talking about the lender, not the guy who doesn't have money. He lends, he overextends himself to lend money to do this mitzvah. Allah v'akosav oimer, oz tikr v'ashem yan, Hashem will help you out. Tana Baran. Oisev Hasan, this we had this before. When it says in the Pasuk, we're going back to our last limud, it says in the Pasuk, Isha Sheikach Isha Ves Ima Zimihi Be'esh Soif Oisev Hasan. So Isha Ves Ima, we're referring to Machoik, is referring to the mother-in-law and the mother-in-law's mother. That's going to Waman Damar. And Waman Damar, no, it's just referring to the mother-in-law and the mother-in-law's mother. You learn that from a limud. So Ve'esen is referring to, it means only one. Talking about Oisev Hasen, Oisev Hasen, Achas Man, the Rebbe Shmar, Kivayim Oisev Hashteim, which means the mother and the mother-in-law and the mother-in-law's mother. My Benayim, my Mashmoy's Doshim Benayim, Rebbe Shmar, Savar, Oisev Hasen, Oisev Hasen, Achas Man, one, which means the mother-in-law, and everything else is Liman. Shkem Loshim Yvani, Karel Achas Hina. Vim Chamoisei Medrosa Asher, the mother-in-law of the mother of your mother-in-law that you learn from Drosha. Kivasavar Oisev Hasen, Oisev Hashteim, which is referring to Vim Chamoisei Hachaksiva, it's referring to the mother-in-law and her mother. Rav Amar Chamoisel Achamisei Kamenayu, Shmosav Achamoisel Achamisei B'Shreifer, B'Kivasavar, Yisur Ba'alma, that if the daughter's not around, it's only Yisur Ba'alma. Ve'elan Naragam, just the Mishnah, Harotzeach, this Naragam means with a sword. Harotzeach, guys kill someone, Ba'anshi Arndachas, Rotzeach Shikas Re'eh Be'evan Barzli, hit him with a stone or a knife. V'Kavashalov L'Techamayim, you're holding down the Mickey. You put him into the fire. He can't get up. You killed him. You push him into the water. So then he didn't get up. That's his problem. Because he's a klotz. He wanted to show you. She's the boy is a kelev. She's the boy is an achash. You incited the dog, the pit bull, or the snake, potter. Because you didn't actually make them bite. You just incited them. Hishul boy is an achash. You actually put the venom in the menom. Then Rabbi Yudim Achayev Acham Patrin. I guess we'll stop here. Two dots? Nah, it's late. Zuck the Mishnah, let's just get this done here. We're up to B's. Aleph, where's Shuli? I hope the twins are coming today. What's the difference? Which means that it could be, he brings down over here, they could be mocked there. Even beforehand. Yeah, before the Kohen, you could do it, so Mela, I guess, is not considered a,